This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Very, very rarely do people ask me to come on the show, and I say, sure. I mean, a lot of people say, hey, I should come on the show, and usually I say, oh, I'll think about it. And a lot of times, I don't think about it. Sometimes in those scenarios, I purposely let Rob be the bad cop, so I don't have to be the bad cop. Like, that's kind of part of Rob's description is. People will say, hey, I should come on the show, and then I usually say, hey, you should talk to Rob. And then Rob will say, oh, we're a little bit booked up. We're a little bit busy. We'll circle back. Circle back means we'll never, ever talk about this ever again. But yesterday, I took Aaron Ladd day drinking, and then he said, you should let me on the show. And I said, you know what? It's been a while. I'll even let you pick the time that you come on the show. And this is the time that you picked.
Yes, sir. I'm back. Here we go.
Do you think the audience missed you while you were gone?
I know they missed me while I was gone. I was just saying in the break, I'm the most handsome man that's been on this mic in a very long time. Me and Danon Hughes.
Do you think there is somebody right now that listens to this show that thinks to themselves, man, with the Chiefs offseason, I really wonder what Aaron Ladd thinks about their offseason moves. Do you think that person exists, or what do you think that the audience missed about you while you've been in Atlanta?
You know that it doesn't hit the same without that Ladd at 2:30. I was expecting the open. Rob, where's my music?
Well, that got deleted.
Deleted
out of the system.
You left us. You think you get to leave and then come back whenever you want and get the same perks as before?
It's been 8 months, C-Dot.
A lot has changed in 8 months.
Yeah, you look like a professional now.
A lot has changed in 8 months.
We're on camera now. You know, there's these little mic flags are here. This is a professional output. I'm just missing my, you know, I thought my jersey would be in the rafters here.
No, your jersey is not in the rafters.
I'm looking around. I don't see the Ladd. I don't see Ladd up there.
No, you don't. We're actually going to do a draft here coming up in a little bit. We'll go through the criteria. Of course, we gave you a very simple criteria.
This was not simple.
And then
it
you
was
had
not
to make it difficult, way more difficult than it needs to be. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. There's actually a lot of things that I'm excited to get your opinion on.
Hopefully none of it is sports related.
A lot of it is actually sports related. This
sports
is a sports
today.
Talk show. So yes, I would like to get
today.
Your opinion on some of the sports
I
things.
Wanted to come on your show, your program, and not talk sports, if
okay,
possible.
Well, this might be a very short interview then of you being on today. I would like to get your thoughts on the tush push that has not been banned in the NFL. I am actually for them keeping the tush push. The only reason I think they want to get rid of it is one team's better at it than everybody else.
And they can't stop it.
That's not the reason to get rid of the play. Now, if you could show me data, hey, this play is unhealthy, then yeah, I would be on your side to open up the conversation. They haven't presented any data that would suggest that this is an unhealthy or unsafe play for the players to run. Simply, one team has a significant advantage because they're better at it than everybody else. So the other teams have now come together to try to stop this one team from running it because they use it against them. That's not reason to ban the play to me.
And they got very close. I think that's kind of what's lost in this whole talk and conversation since the vote. I mean, they were two votes shy, essentially, of banning it for, and I'm agreeing with you, for the Eagles essentially using this play to perfection, perfecting the way it's done. I've talked with Chiefs players about this and now Falcons players about this. You know it's coming. Third and short, fourth and short, goal line, gotta have it situations. It's a play that you have to be prepared for, and yet some of the brightest minds in football have still not figured out a way to stop it. I'm with you. The game has to evolve.
I actually think they figured it out for other teams running it. I don't think they figured out Philadelphia, because last year in the AFC Championship game, I mean, Buffalo ran the play five times. They only converted two of them. The Chiefs stopped it more times than it was successful.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not like we're talking about this play as a 100% success rate for every team in the National Football League. No, one team is clearly better at it than everywhere else. I actually think this. I think they just need to reach a compromise. You can only run it on fourth down. That we shouldn't have a point where the Eagles get to first and goal from the 3-yard line. We all know what's about to happen. If they don't get it on first down, they'll run it again and do it on second down. No, you got to run, hand it off to Saquon Barkley ball. If it's fourth and goal from the 1-yard line, when you would do a quarterback sneak, then yes, this can be your form of the quarterback sneak, but no other team runs a quarterback sneak on first and goal from the 2-yard line. Only one team does that.
You know, there's a novel concept on how to stop this play also is avoid being in short yardage situations. I know that's easier said than done. I'm speaking from a microphone back here instead of being on the field, but I don't know. To me, I would like to see the game evolve before the rules evolve. We've seen players jump over the pile, which I think is illegal as well. I'm really not losing sleep over the tush push. It's not something where I think that teams have gained an illegal or an advantage that is beyond fix that a rule needs to repair. I think, to your point, it has been stopped before. Stop it more consistently or show me data, to your point, that shows that it's an unhealthy play. I know Chris Jones had a neck issue that popped up over this. I don't like the ban. I'm glad it was not.
You probably got a neck issue from looking up at the scoreboard because the Eagles were running up the score on the Chiefs in the bowl. That's probably where that neck issue came from. You kept looking up.
You know, ever since I got back, I didn't know we were talking about that game. You know, it's just been
kinda... We do on this show. The text line normally gets mad whenever that happens. They normally get very upset. I'm just not going to act like the Super Bowl didn't happen. I'm willing to act like the Tampa Bay Super Bowl didn't happen. I'm not acting like Tampa Bay and Philadelphia. So wait, whenever they lose, we can't talk about it? No, that's not the rule that I'm signing up for on this show.
You know, Philly played really well in 57. I talk about this ad nauseum with you on mic and off. I thought they played a good enough game to win that Super Bowl. And then Kadarius Toney happened, and he made two of the biggest plays in that game and in the history of the Super Bowl, you could argue. It was an utter domination. There was no competition.
I didn't know you could beat the Chiefs like that. I think that's the thing that, like, now thinking back, now I'm not surprised the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl.
What do you
right?
mean like that?
They were never in it, never competitive. I think if they played again, I think the Eagles would blow them out again. I'm saying is I didn't know the Chiefs could be completely outclassed where I didn't think they had a chance to win.
It was just so Pat just seemed like he was forcing. As it was like 17-0 and he was forcing. And maybe he knew things that we didn't know at that time about the Chiefs team.
I don't think the energy was ever good. Like, just from the be like, I'm saying is after the first, like, two or three possessions, it never felt to me like, and then you start, like, kind of talking yourself into it because the Chiefs have been so good. Like, oh, man, they got to get one stop here. They need one turnover here. Pat makes one play.
When did you know it was over? Also, where were you for the game?
I watched Super Bowl every year at the same place over my friend's house. When I knew it was over, Chiefs had the ball down 17-0 right before the end of the first half. And I was thinking, because they got the ball at the beginning of the second half, I'm thinking, all right, if you can
get a little double dip here, yeah, you know, you can score twice.
If you could get something here at the end of the first half, then you got a shot. They then got that interception by Zach Brown, and then, yeah, that was the end of the game. I knew then at that point, yeah, they're not coming back from this when the Eagles are just better than they are.
Your word to energy and speaking to that point, after the DeAndre Hopkins drop, you could feel an air being let out of the balloon. And all of that belief in like, yo, we still got 15 and we still got a chance. It just was like everybody realized today's not our day. And we're not going to be able to make it happen. Salute. I'm watching from afar now. It'll be cool to see how everything pieces together. I saw a lot of moves in the draft and offseason stuff. It's always weird now. Now that I'm like away from it and I have a little bit more of a treetop view, please enjoy this. Please soak it in. I'm in a place now where we don't get to talk about postseason football a lot. The Falcons haven't had a winning record for the last 7 seasons. They haven't won the division in God knows how. Like
you went to Atlanta and then ruined the Braves, too, instantly.
The Braves are balling. The best time to go 0-7 is the start of the season. And not to mention, it was the Dodgers and the Padres. So, like, it's not like you were playing chopped liver. They've recovered well. And not to mention, they didn't have their two best players.
Do you still feel like the Falcons have the best quarterback room in the National Football
League? I knew that was going to come up.
Because last year on this show.
We don't have my open, but you can remember that take from 3 years ago.
3 years ago. It was from September. You came on this show and said that the Falcons have the best quarterback room in the NFL.
I'll double down on it. They still have the same unit.
So just because they have two quarterbacks. So
they added Easton Stick as well.
So where's Cleveland at then? They have five. Are they top three now? Because they just
have
all of
quarterbacks.
These?
They have two and a half.
You guys have two quarterbacks?
We do. What do you think about Michael Penix Jr.?
Let's see how this season goes. I wouldn't have taken a number eight overall.
He was the best quarterback out of these last two drafts.
Did you watch the NFL last year? There's no way you can think that.
Was Caleb Williams better than Michael Penix?
Yes. Drake May's better than him. Bo Nix is what?
Did Jaden Daniels stop playing football?
I'm trying to figure out what happened.
I guess I'm speaking from the perspective
I'm confused.
I'm taking out the top guys. They were never in the mix for those guys. I'm talking about at eight. If you had to get a quarterback and address your quarterback situation at eight, are you taking Michael Penix Jr.?
You guys drafted Jackson Dart with the eighth overall pick.
Or are you taking the list of quarterbacks that were taken this year?
You guys drafted Jackson Dart with bad knees at number eight. You're telling me he's the best quarterback in the last 2 years?
Penix Jr. or Cam Ward?
I'd rather have Cam Ward.
No, absolutely not.
I'd rather have Cam Ward.
Absolutely not. Penix or Jackson Dart?
I'd rather have Michael Penix, but I don't think that that's...
That's the bar?
I don't.
Did you watch his starts last year?
Yeah, I saw enough of them to not be super impressed.
I think if they start him from week one instead of just doing whatever the heck they did with Kirk Cousins, they make the playoffs.
Okay, all right.
You don't watch Falcons football, just say it.
I mean, I watched enough of the Falcons last year to not be super impressed.
You watched their primetime games.
You got the Falcons making the playoffs this year?
Absolutely.
You got them winning their division?
I do.
Falcons got the best quarterback in their division?
They do.
Go and tell the lie right here, because there's no he's better than Baker.
He's got a higher ceiling.
All right.
Can we have my open when we come back?
It's deleted.
Why did y'all delete it?
What part of deleted do you not know?
But what was the point in deleting it, though?
You're not on the show anymore.
I could have. I've been on the show since I left. I did a call.
You don't get an open though.
I had a segment on the show.
And then you gave the segment up.
Oh, my gosh.
You lost the segment.
Wait, so you just deleted it to save space?
We don't have Pete Sweeney's open anymore. He's not on the show anymore.
It was just a file.
Came back on, it's done. It's cooked.
You could go back to an old episode and clip up the open.
You think we keep your interviews?
Are you Patrick
Mahomes now? We don't have your interviews saved? Who are you, the mayor? You think we saved your appearances on the show?
You act like you don't see the text line right now.
Yeah, they can't believe what you said about Michael Penix. You said he was better than Jaden Daniels. The text line is flabbergasted at this take.
At eight.
What the text line said. They're flabbergasted.
You would take Cam Ward over Michael Penix?
I would take Cam Ward.
You're wrong. I'm revisiting this in a year.
I actually like Cam Ward as a prospect. Coming up on the other side, we are all going to pay tribute to a show that we all love. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm very excited to do this draft with our dear friend Aaron Ladd.
Still and no open.
It's deleted. I mean, I don't know what part of it's deleted.
Is this a professional output or what?
It's, we can't, it's gone.
You empty the recycle. You can't pull out the recycle bin.
You have to. Rob handles the audio on this show. That's not. I mean, just, everybody has a role on this
when
show.
When Mahomes comes on, you play
role.
His open.
He comes on the show every week.
When Nate Taylor is on the show, you play his open.
He also comes on the show every week. You don't. You're not Nate Taylor or Patrick Mahomes or Mitch Holtz or any of them. You're not any of them. What? Vern doesn't have an open. He comes on.
That's just disrespectful. Vern doesn't have an open?
No, doesn't have any
open. The whole station on his shoulders. Y'all don't get a man an open?
Doesn't have nothing.
Why do you think the Falcons got 5 primetime games, C-Dot?
I don't have a good answer to
because
you.
Their quarterback is average?
I mean, who are they playing in those games? That would maybe give me a better...
One of them is Washington.
Okay, makes sense.
They have an international game against the Colts.
That don't really count. Prime time. Playing an international game, that doesn't count as a primetime game.
I got to look.
Playing at 8:30 on NFL Network. I mean, I know technically it's primetime. Ain't nobody really excited about Falcons-Dolphins at 8:30 on NFL Network.
Somebody we putting a wager on it.
No, somebody's definitely putting a wager on it. Somebody's putting a wager on it. This week is the final episode of Around the Horn.
Friday.
So I reached out to you and said that I wanted to do a draft on the show. This is what we're going to do. Sports television shows. Now, shockingly, we had
That's
some controversy.
Vague. Sports television
You then were like
show?
30 for 30. 30 for 30 is a series of documentaries. That's not a show.
Okay, Ballers. Where is that? Is that a sports television show?
Okay, but you understand the concept.
It's a sports
like
talk show.
SportsCenter is a show.
Sports talk show.
Inside the NBA, not All American. That's not what we're talking about. Like, I don't know how this is so
Ted
confusing
Lasso.
For you. Yeah, I don't know why.
Ted Lasso.
I don't know why that is so confusing.
I just wanted clarity.
Okay. Are you clear now?
I've dominated every draft that I've ever participated in on this show.
Okay, well, you have the number 3 overall pick. Rob has the number 1 overall pick.
And we're snaking?
Pick. I have the number 2. Yes, we are. We're taking 5 shows apiece. Rest in peace to Around the Horn, a show that all of us love. Who doesn't love Around the Horn? One of my career goals was actually to go on Around the Horn.
Same.
It will never happen for me.
Same. You never made it?
I did not make it to Around the Horn.
You got on KSHB 41 Sunday Sound Off, which is a close second.
Hit the button, Rob.
Michael, I was torn with the number 1 overall pick. Go any different direction. It was the opposite of the Penix draft. There was not one clear cut.
Gosh, just an unfair shot.
So I'm going to go with my favorite sports television show. I don't think this is a bad pick. It might be a hair of a reach, but I'll be taking College Game Day, number 1 overall.
College Game Day is a very, very good pick.
It was on my list. Wouldn't have taken it first overall.
I wouldn't have taken it number 1 overall either.
Because I never watch a full episode. Or a full, like when it comes on for the 3 hours, you're not sitting there for all 3 hours.
I do really enjoy College Game Day. I do think it was worthy of the first round. I just wouldn't have taken it with the number 1 overall pick. The number 1 overall pick seems very obvious to me. I'm going to take SportsCenter as the number 2 overall pick.
Here's my question with SportsCenter, why I didn't take it. What iteration are we talking about? Like it was just highlights or now it's like SVP at night on SportsCenter? Then there was that weird Michael Smith Jamel Hill moment on SportsCenter.
I'll take whatever form of SportsCenter you want, whether it's SVP after a good Monday Night Football or a good NBA game where he interviews one of them. I'll take the 90s where superstars were born and created. I'm from the ESPN era where they would show one episode of SportsCenter 9 consecutive times in the morning. And if you wanted to see that dunk from Michael Jordan, there was only one place to get it, and it was on ESPN number 33.
You're old.
For sure.
Now, the SVP iteration, I think, is the best
it is good.
All the sports centers.
And okay, had I asked that question?
That's crazy. I love the SVP one.
You don't think
but that's crazy.
Which one's better?
The ones in the 90s were amazing. Lad, you're 21. You don't remember Stuart Scott.
I don't
remember Dan Patrick.
The little lineup on the side of the screen. Come on now. I had a bag. But for my pick, this is easy. I mean, y'all have left me so much meat on the bone.
You got two picks here.
I'm going inside the NBA with my third pick, the third pick overall, my first pick. I mean, come on. One of the best sports television talk shows ever.
It's a great show. I agree.
And I don't think it'll be the same when it goes over to ESPN. So I'll take it in its current iteration inside the NBA, and then I'll double back and take Pardon the Interruption.
No, PTI.
PTI is a really good pick.
No, I like that one. This one, I actually am really, really happy about my number five here. I'm going to take NFL Primetime. I'm talking old school Boomer and Tom Jackson going through the highlights. You still hear the music. NFL Primetime. Oh, my goodness. Whoops. The nicknames,
that
the breakdowns. Oh, I love it. I love
showing your age with this one.
I'm thrilled with NFL Primetime.
NFL Primetime is a good pick.
NFL Primetime is a really,
but
really good
pick. It's got to be the Tom Jackson version.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. Chris Berman and Tom Jackson back in 97 after the Sunday games were over. Oh, my goodness. I love Primetime.
I got two picks here.
You got back-to-back here.
I got back-to-back. I will first take Football Night in America on NBC.
Which is a worse version of NFL Primetime.
Yeah, but I mean, the current worst version of NFL Primetime is the weird Booger McFarlane ESPN Plus monstrosity that you have to carry with your pick.
I mean, y'all are just firing blanks right now. And Rob then just took Sky Moore.
I'll also take Around the Horn. I know that's the reason we're doing this, but Around the Horn, Tony Reale, that was PTI was the first one through, but it was the second show that basically was radio on television. I'll take Around the Horn with my third pick.
Okay, that's, you know what? I don't hate that. You know what I'm going to take with the number 8 overall pick? I'm going to take First Take.
Ew.
I'm going to take
that
First
Take. That wasn't even on my board.
Not even close.
I'm going to take First
that
Take.
That is a terrible watch.
Yeah, I like First Take. I like all the different versions we've had of First Take. I like the Skip and Stephen A. going back and forth. I like Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp going back and forth. Lakers in 5. I like First Take. I'm going First Take here.
Too much Kendrick Perkins.
First Take gets a bad rap to me. First Take is you know what First Take is? It's an elite barbershop watch. When you're sitting there waiting to get your hair cut and they got First Take coming on, or you're about to travel and they got First Take on, elite watch. Now, it's one of those shows you can't get me to sit down and watch the full 2 hours, but I don't mind a little 10, 15 minute pop in. I'm going to take First Take with my third pick here.
A lot of meat left on the bone. And maybe I'm learning like what your viewing habits are by you all picking these. You know, I'm a big J journalist. I like to watch stories and things like that.
Okay.
Give me Outside the Lines.
Outside the Lines is a good one.
Give me Outside the Lines.
Outside the Lines is a good one.
Some of the best storytelling journalism. I'm locked in.
You don't know nothing about
mornings.
Bob Lee.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You don't know nothing about Bob Lee.
I got a couple sleepers left on here. All right.
That's a good sleeper. All right, hold on really quickly. Everybody has three shows right now. We're doing a TV show draft. Special thanks to Around the Horn as it is ending its run. All right, Rob, you have College Game Day, Football Night in America, and Around the Horn. I have SportsCenter, NFL Prime, and First Take. Aaron, you have Inside the NBA, PTI, and also Outside the Lines.
I'm smoking y'all.
Three good picks. Three very solid picks.
I'll give
you that. This is where I feel like you draft. You might go a little bit off the board here.
I am going to go quirky here.
I'm going to go quirky here.
Highly questionable. One of my favorite shows ever on ESPN. I'm a big Dan Le Batard guy, but I just thought it was funny. There's so many legendary moments on that show. I remember the Migos laughing about smoking pot on that show, his dad being on there. More, now that I'm deeper in sports media, I think that's really cool that he was able to do that. Loved Outside the Lines and Highly Questionable.
You know what? I'm going to really go ahead and show you my age here and show you how old school vintage ESPN I am. For those of you that used to go to church on Sunday, you remember You couldn't go to church without watching ESPN sports reporters. I'm going to go.
Sports reporters is a good
one. I'm going to go sports reporters here. I mean, some of the best sports minds in the world would sit there. There wasn't any arguing. It wasn't any debate. I mean, four really smart people discussing what was going on in sports. I used to love this show. Give me the sport reporters as my fourth show.
I was literally about to take the sports reporters. It's a great pick.
Off the board, my brother.
That's
off the board.
An elite pick. All right, I got two picks here. I will show my age a little bit. My first one, I'm going to take cold pizza. Cold pizza was first take, but better. It was first take before we were screaming and shouting at each other. Yeah, it was just
not interesting.
It was a way better version.
With Skip, Woody Page, and Jay
what
Campbell.
What is he cooking? Yo, this TV, yo.
And then my final pick, I'm going to get in something I actually enjoy watching that none of you are going to pick. It doesn't matter. It's coming on my team. UCL Champions League today comes on my team.
Dot. Yo,
that's your mans. That's your mans.
Dot, come on,
that's
man.
Your mans. Yo. That's crazy.
Rob, you had a terrible draft.
Awful draft. One of the worst. One of the absolute worst. Goodness gracious. That's not good. That's not
I've
good.
I've got so much
Champions
left on
League
my
today
board
is inside
here.
The NBA for soccer. It's that's, so good.
It oh would have been. You could have got him as an undrafted free agent. you did not need to draft him.
Oh my goodness. That's not good, brother. That's bad. You know what? I used to love the music, and I love the updates of all of this. I'm gonna go baseball tonight.
That was on my list.
I just love old school baseball
yes,
tonight.
We're talking about it's an
I
original,
mean like Peter yeah. Gammons, Carl Ravage,
dun, 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 dun.
Web Jim. Yes. Yeah. Course. Yeah. That's what I'm going. I'm going baseball tonight.
Oh my goodness. There's so much left here. I'm having to like cut promising shows.
No,
because
100%.
I thought that y'all would have actually taken real shows.
You don't think I took real shows? I have SportsCenter, NFL Primetime, First Take Sports Reporters, and Baseball Tonight. I didn't take soccer highlights the way that Rob did. That was nuts.
My fifth round pick, I'm taking Sports Science with John Brinkus.
Made fun of my draft.
Y'all never watched that show?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm kind of nerdy, so I like learning about like the actual science and numbers behind things. So yeah, what does it feel like when a linebacker hits you running full speed, and how do you compare that to things? It was really
yeah,
cool.
I mean, sports science to me was only really good if it was inside SportsCenter. Like I would never watch it by itself, but you know, after a little Coors Light, Cold Hard Facts,
sure.
You give me a little sports science, I can live with that.
I also have Best Damn Sports Show on here.
I used to love that show. That was really good.
The countdowns and the things that they would do.
That show was just very
that
fun.
That was aged. It was a little...
You know what? I was
don't think it aged well.
I was actually thinking about going E60, but you took Outside the Lines. Okay. Like, I didn't want to take...
Enough.
But I love yeah. E60, though. I thought they did a really good job of...
The text line is right, also. And I this was one of the stipulations. Is a radio show on TV a TV show? Like, is
I had it no. Like, I wasn't going to draft McAfee, Mike and Mike. Yeah, I wasn't drafting.
I wouldn't consider those shows.
The Herd or Mike and Mike.
I would not consider those shows eligible for this draft.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Like
that's
to me, Pat McAfee and Inside the NFL are two drastically different kinds of shows.
Okay, just making sure.
You watch Pat McAfee?
Nar.
The thing is, I'm not. It's kind of weird because like. I don't have like a problem with Pat McAfee's show. That's just not how I like my sports talk. Like I like it more traditional, more I guess people would consider hot takey. Like I like opinions.
You like hot takes? Shocker.
Yeah, I enjoy watching people give their opinions on sports. And like I either agree or disagree with it. So like that's just not what Pat McAfee's show is. It's just like that's a big reason why I'm not a huge Dan Le Batard guy. I certainly understand why that is sports content that people want, but I'm much more of the Cowherd. Here's a big opinion. This is what I think.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. No, I don't agree with you. That's just the kind of sports talk I like.
I can see a lot of that in your game. You think you're Cowherd Jr. Or
you think so?
Yeah.
CJ.
Jeez.
Cowherd dot.
For me, the McAfee thing just falls into the Two Americas category. Like I respect it. I see it. I can see where the pocket is. I've been to multiple events, like obviously covered Super Bowls where he's live on location and there's obviously a big crowd and people around him, but just not for me.
I will say a show that I wish we had mentioned that I'm happy people are bringing up, Sports Nation.
Yes, the old that was on my list.
With Cowherd and Michelle Beadle,
yes.
Those early Sports Nations were really, really good. I did love Sports Nation. I'm sad it went away.
Stump the Schwab that was also on my list.
Do you remember the show 2-Minute Drill on ESPN? Do you remember that show?
Dog, you are. Okay. How old are you again?
Old enough. I've watched a lot of ESPN in my day. A lot of
canceled ESPN shows.
A lot of ESPN. Rob, do you remember that show? It was called like Beg, Borrow, and Deal.
Yes, I remember.
It was like basically sports version of The Amazing Race.
Mm-hmm.
NFL Live is a very good show.
Yeah,
they win a lot of awards for that, and it's always a rotating cast, whether it's Orlovsky, they got Sam Ponder in there, Mina Kimes is always on there, Ryan Clark is on there.
Did you watch And One Streetball on ESPN2? That was always the real sign of summer.
Doc.
That was the real sign of summer. Oh, wait, I get to follow Hot Sauce around the country? Sign me up. It was great.
I thought Rob was going to draft like the Little League World Series pregame.
Rob, that was a good one.
That to me is the sign of the summer. Like when the Little League World Series is on.
That's actually when I know summer's about to end.
That's over.
I'm good.
That's for done.
Yeah, no, the Little League World Series is always like in late August. That's when I know, all right, it's time to go back to school. Football's about to start now. That's when I know we've run out of things. Like, bro, football got to hurry up now. We don't got nothing on television. We need that to come back soon. That's what we needed to come back. You said that you had things that you wanted to talk about. Can I at least kick off the first thing? Because
sure.
I think this is actually really important. We laugh and joke about two Americas on this show. I actually don't know if there is anything more two Americas than how the two sides play Uno. So yesterday.
Thank you.
Yesterday, Rob, Aaron and I go out day drinking.
Little Weston Wednesday.
And there is a group of Uno cards. Lad picks them up and says, let's play. I'm like, all right, we're just sitting here. We're bros. We're drinking. We're talking. All right, fine. I'll play. He then looks at me and says, how do you play? And I say, the rules. Like, how do you play?
Wrong way to play.
Like, if we were playing basketball, you wouldn't ask me, well, how do you play? I play the rules, the way that John Naismith wrote them. That's how I play.
That's how I can tell you don't play basketball, because there's court rules. There's house rules.
So we start playing, and then we literally have a meeting to determine what the compromise rules are going to be. We play a little bit of my rules, a little bit of his rules. Then we play the Aaron Ladd way. Rob, I never seen a person play Uno like this. He plays a rule where you can stack numbers. So let's say you have five threes in your hand. You can play all five threes right then and just win the game. Like, wait, what? You're telling me I can't do anything? You can just play all the ones that you want?
It's called stacking, yes.
You can play six draw twos right now and I got to pick up 12 cards instantly? How is this fun?
It's called stacking. Yes, there are house rules depending on where you play. And talk about two Americas. These are the black rules, Doc. I can tell who taught you how to play Uno.
I don't want to play then in those scenarios.
It's simple. And there's strategy to it, too. Like, you can also do the runs. If I have a 1-2-3-4 in my hand, I can play all of those.
Wait, hold on.
How do you, what?
Are they in the same color? I'm just asking. Are they in the same?
The first color has to match, clearly. That's the only way you can start the chain.
Okay, so hold on. Let me understand this. So there is a green seven down there. Let's just say this. A green seven.
That's not a good example.
Okay, but I'm asking, though.
Do a four.
I'm saying is, so like, if there's a green seven down, you could play a green one, a blue two, a red three. That's how you could play. I don't understand.
No.
I don't play this rule.
If there's a green seven down.
Okay.
I have to have another seven or another green card to start.
Oh, and then you have to play 8-9.
And then, you have to go down because there's no 10 in Uno. The highest you go is 9.
Okay.
It has to be a run of 4 as well. 4 is the minimum. But if I have
1 through 7, 9.
7, 6, 5, 4, and then I have multiple, like, this sounds insane while I'm explaining it out loud.
You want to know why it sounds insane? Because it is insane. I'm happy that you just had that moment of clarity as you're saying it out loud and you're trying to explain to the rest of us how you play Uno, because what you just said doesn't make any sense. You know what you are? You're the NCAA in 2002 trying to justify the model. Well, hey, you guys just made $10 billion from this tournament. But wait, the players don't get any of it? How does that work? Well, you know, it doesn't make sense when you say it out loud. The way that you describe how you play Uno does not make sense to the rest of us.
Brother, that's the way that it's played in African-American homes around this country.
No, it's not.
That you're raising people to play the wrong way?
I'm raising them to play
the unseasoned way.
I'm raising them to play the rules.
That bland chicken you got over
there. I want you
there.
To play the Hansbro rules. I want you to play the Milton Bradley rules.
I'm not a Hansbro or a Milton
Bradley. I'm not playing of those. I don't want to play Monopoly with you. I don't want to play Uno with
What's your favorite board game?
I like Monopoly. I'm not playing Monopoly the way you want to play Monopoly.
Too long. Way too long.
You want to know why Monopoly's long? Because people come up with these unnecessary house rules that extend the game. Monopoly's actually a pretty quick game if you play it correctly. But no, you got to put all this. It's too much. It's way too much.
We stopped playing Monopoly with one of my aunts because we found $500 bills in the bathroom. She would go into the bathroom.
She was cheating. That was your people that was cheating. That was your cheating.
Somebody was using the bathroom one day and was like, wait, why is there $500 in Monopoly money just here?
Somebody says, you're not playing Uno, you're playing Phase 10. Yeah, that's crazy.
The stacking is normal.
No one plays Uno the way that you
bring
play.
Bring up the draw rule, because to me, if you don't have anything to play and you have to draw
Uno. Okay, all right, this is actually good. This is how I play Uno. I think the normal way. So I have a draw two. I play a draw two. You drawing two is your turn.
No.
You don't get two.
No.
Rob is back, baby.
Draw two is something I just punished you with. That's not your turn.
Thank you.
Draw two. If you can't play, keep drawing, buddy. I'm sorry.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is I play the draw two down. That's the end of my turn. In my opinion, you picking up the two cards is your turn. So now it's my turn again because
drew two and now you have to play.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, that's how he plays.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I don't play it that way.
But then if I have a draw two in my hand, I stack it on top of that, now you have to draw four.
So if he played draw two, then you play draw two. Now the person over there playing
I gotta draw four.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't play that way.
Even Rob got more flavor.
Let me ask you a question. This didn't come up. So if you play a draw two, am I able to play a draw four?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
It has to be a draw two.
Those are different cards.
Okay, but I can't play.
But if you have a draw four, and I put a draw four on top of a draw four, yes.
Okay.
Also, the drawing thing, like, Rob is on my side with this as well.
Yeah, I'm only playing one. I'm only picking up one card, and then we're moving on. How do you keep playing where you got to keep picking up cards?
Let's say you have four cards left, and on there is green two, and you can't play. You keep drawing until you can play.
Thank you.
It's not one draw.
I don't want to play that.
Skip it. No.
I'm picking up one card, and then it's your turn.
No.
I can't play.
No.
So you want me to have a Rainbow Coalition in my hand? I just got Rainbow Road in my hand? No.
If you pick up 36 cards, game's the game. That you got screwed. Tough break.
Rob knows ball. I don't know who you've been playing Uno with.
Coming up on the other side, we'll see how Rob ruins Jenga. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
There's actually a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about, Aaron. If you want to stay and hang out, you're more than welcome to. Let's actually talk about some very serious sports things, and then we'll get to some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On serious.
Do we have to?
Yeah, I think this is actually a topic that you will enjoy.
Oh gosh.
At what point does Kyle Pitts run out of potential? Because there are a group of athletes that every year it's like, oh hey, this is the year. He's gonna break out. You know how many times I've had to, oh man, you know who the Chiefs would trade for? Kyle Pitts. I'm sure you could. No, I don't want Kyle Pitts. He's not good. Are you guys still going to be peddling that as the Falcons? Or
I see what you do. I see what you do now. You formulate your opinions on a team that's not in your market, and then you just hang on for dear life. You just white knuckle as long as you can and just hold on to it. Nobody believes in Kyle Pitts anymore.
You sure?
One of my first times talking to him, I forgot what the question was, but his response was, you know, I just work here. I don't know. I was dumbfounded. I couldn't believe a professional athlete said that.
I mean, sometimes that's the answer.
I think they asked
you know how many times I get asked stuff, and I'd be like, "Bro, I'm an employee. Like, why are you asking me this? Like, I make decisions here."
Just lie. Coaches, athletes, players—they lie to us all the time. Why?
So now
why
we're mad at them for telling the truth? I don't know. I just work here.
That's just
people ask that all the time.
Like
whenever we switched, be like, "Why? Why?" Bro, I found out when y'all found out. What makes you think I made the decision
that's
to go
not
from...
True. You knew ahead of time.
I swear to you, I did not
You actually had
know.
To sign off on it.
I swear to you, I didn't know.
Spec came to you and said, Dot, we're thinking about making a change.
I was honestly mad that Rob knew for 3 weeks and didn't tell me that the switch was going to happen. Then Rob had to like fake act surprise in the meeting about like, oh, really? Like, wait, Rob, you knew about this? Because you know Rob management now.
Really?
You know that. Yeah, he's... He's the assistant.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Mr. Manager, I got a question for you.
Here we go. He about to start hating now. You about to take it to the next level.
Where's my open?
It got deleted.
Come on. Like, come on.
What was it like to watch the Knicks lose with somebody who's a diehard Knicks fan?
Ooh, that was so good. Oh, my goodness.
Did it remind you of watching Missouri lose?
You know, I'm back for 2 days.
I was asking.
Why you do that?
I was asking if it reminded you. I mean, if that very familiar, it almost triggered me, honestly.
I'm only back in town for a couple of nights, so it's like, yo, got to see the homies. Saw Dot. So I saw Pete Sweeney. Pete Sweeney's like, yo.
Yeah, Pete came out with us yesterday, too.
Went to Weston. Good time. Die hard. Knicks fans, they're locked in right now. So I got to Kelly's, place I hate going, right at the fourth quarter. It was like 6 minutes to go. I mean, this man, you couldn't wipe the smile off his face. He's smiling ear to ear. He's lit. He's got a Boulevard Wheat in his hand. He's jumping up and down. And as the minutes tick by, you could just see it deflating, the air coming out of the balloon. He thought the Halliburton shot was a miss when it went straight up in the air. He was elated. He was jumping for joy.
You saw the full wave of emotion.
And when it went through the bottom of the Oh man. As an Atlanta sports fan,
I can't honestly, of all the people in my life, I care about you. You're one of my best friends.
Aww.
You're one of the worst people I could ever imagine to watch my team with. Like, I cannot imagine. I'm watching my team. I'm emotionally invested. You don't really care who wins or
no
loses.
No dog in the fight whatsoever.
You just want me to be unhappy in this moment, and you're going to celebrate that I'm unhappy? I don't ever want to watch a game with you that I care about the outcome.
I'm in P tier the whole time. You know, I'm like, oh, bro, the series is over. Like, how do you
see,
do
that's
that?
What I mean.
They got home court now. You know, Halliburton is not losing at home. It's going to be tough to win one in the bank. You know, I turn into a pacer all of a sudden.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. I don't want to watch a team. I'll go randomly watch a game with you. Hey, you want me to come down? You want to just watch a baseball game together? Sure. You want to go to the Big 12 tournament and watch a college basketball game? Sure. I got to watch where I care one team. No, I can't. No, I'll never watch the game.
I don't think
you.
We've ever watched a game together.
I don't want to watch it with you.
Well, usually I'm working on the weekends.
Yeah, I don't want to watch any game that I care about the outcome.
Do you still care about outcomes of games?
Yeah, I care about who wins Missouri games. That's the only team that I would say I care if they win or lose or not. I mean, I want the Chiefs to win because it's good for business when they win.
That was the last time I was in the Midwest. Went to Wichita for that regional. Got to see Mizzou packed up and Georgia packed up in about an 8-hour span.
We don't talk about that on this
and
show.
And I will never be going back to Wichita. I'm good, actually.
We don't talk about that on this show, so please don't do that again.
It was bad.
No, I know. I know.
It was bad.
I remember, though, when I got excited, like Mark Mitchell was at the free throw line. I'm like, they're going to get back in this. They're going to get back in this. They got a shot. I was thrilled. I was pumped.
The saddest thing to me is they flashed the KU score up on the Jumbotron.
They're cheering too. Yeah,
and I'm like, what are you cheering for? We're down to Drake right now. Focus. Focus on the game.
Needed to be positive about it, though.
They just couldn't score. And Dennis, what is
this? They also couldn't get stopped.
Is this year four for Dennis?
This will be his fourth year, yeah, coming up.
I got to see something better in game, man. We talked about this yesterday, but like, I feel like if he's a coach, his first 15 are great, an NFL coach. His first 15 are great. But once he gets punched in the mouth a little bit, his teams just don't respond well, especially late in the year. Love you, though.
I mean, I think Missouri's big problem is I don't care how, like, basketball is still very simple. I know we've moved to this. It's about shooting threes or doing all this. Man, if you can't defend and you can't rebound, you don't have chances to win very important games. Missouri couldn't defend or rebound for the final 6 weeks of the season. You ain't beat nobody good then, if that's the case.
They missed a lot of shots close to the basket, too. Like, if you think their best two players were Bates and Mitchell down the stretch, they had to take all their shots in the paint. They just couldn't hit.
Are we going
to
do this every time that Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese play each other?
I hope not. And it stinks that it happened 2 days into the season starting. Ugh. Look, it's clear that they do not. They're competitors. And they enjoy competing against one another. I'll say that. I'm just annoyed that it always turns into something that's not basketball. I'm annoyed that it continues to leave the realm of these are two players who have changed and defined the game and have really interjected a lot of excitement into this sport and this league. I mean, the WNBA should be extremely grateful that these two players, yes, Caitlin Clark, but these two players together came in when they did because there's so much energy and excitement now. Why can't it just stay that? Why can't we stay there? Why does it have to turn into a race?
I actually have a theory. Would you like my theory?
Let's hear it.
I don't think we know how to talk about games anymore.
What, can we just say women's sports?
No, I don't think we know how to talk about games, period. I think we know how to talk about football games. I think we know how to talk about third down, you should have done X. I don't think we know how to talk about baseball games anymore. When's the last time you turned on and it was a decision about what a manager should have done in the seventh inning?
It's not
when's
as exciting.
I'm saying, when's the last time in a basketball game we made a decision about when a player had three fouls and you sat him out for 4 minutes? And like, we don't have those conversations about other sports. So I think if you never talk about basketball in that way, you never talk about baseball in that way, well, let's just pick the low-hanging fruit. White girl pushes black girl. That can get everybody fired up to talk about. I genuinely think that we have lost the ability to communicate about sports in just a way that is about the game. I'm telling you, we only can do it with football.
There was
now.
A little basketball conversation about the fouling up three. I forgot what game that was, but that was recently, right?
Yeah.
Fouling up three and the team ended up coming back. That was an Indiana Pacers game, yeah. I'm pretty sure. So I think there are places that you can find.
I'm on team foul up three. That's me, though.
It's not fun.
No, I don't disagree with you.
And
strategy wise, that's the best thing to do is to foul up three.
And word to your point about we don't know how to talk about things, it's not as fun or exciting to talk about strategy and why coaches called a timeout here or didn't call this, why sub a player out here. Like, that's not what the average fan, because that's what these leagues and things are marketing to, fans, casual fans that just want to poke in. That's not what the fan wants to talk about. They want to talk about Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. That's what's gotten them to this point. That's what's leading these shows in the aftermath, because it's a talker. That's what
I just think in general we know how to talk about storylines and not about game points.
I also don't think people like Angel Reese specifically.
Oh, 100%.
I think she and Shedeur Sanders kind of have that confident. That confidence.
I think both of them bring it on themselves in a lot of different ways.
But you see the
Shedeur beats Arizona State in the game, and he goes over there and flashes a $500,000 watch. I see why people don't like you. It makes sense to me why people don't like you. And I will say this:
Angel Reese never did that.
What was Angel Reese's first impression to people?
The putting the ring, the first time they, but that's the first time the average fan.
Okay, I agree, yes, but I'm saying is first fan, impressions yes. matter. The first impression that America had about Angel Reese is she's a hater. That's the first impression people had.
They don't like that LSU
team. And I'll tell
you,
there's one thing people hate about sports. It's bad sportsmanship. People hate that still.
That's so corny.
I'm just telling you.
They hate bad sportsmanship when it's on someone who does not look like them. When it's Patrick Mahomes doing it, they love it.
But
when it's Chris Jones doing it or Travis Kelce doing it, they love it.
But I actually don't think people consider that. I think people consider that like being exciting. What Angel did was a little different. She followed the girl around and was like, she went
national championship.
She
game.
Went on for a while taunting. And so in some ways,
Antoine Winfield Jr. put a peace sign in Tyreek Hill's face when the Chiefs were down 20. We didn't have think pieces about that. You didn't do an hour of radio on that. They don't like it because they don't like Angel Reese.
I mean, people don't like Tyreek Hill. People just moved on from that, you know?
I just, it's, to your point of we don't know how to talk about sport, I think women's sports specifically, we still aren't there yet because a lot of these things are happening for the first time.
I'm telling you, we don't know how to talk about the NBA either.
I mean, ESPN is rolling out an all-women's sports show for the first time ever.
Coming up on the other side, there are two big storylines I want to get your opinion on. We got Aaron Ladd in studio. Keep her right here, Sidrive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.